scripture for the message we will appreciate. It comes from the fourth gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Here's the story. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciples, including the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary, she stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing this man to be the gardener, Mary said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where I may find him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," meaning teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my disciples and my brothers and sisters, and say to them, I am ascending to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. May God help us understand and apply this word.
Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in? Make believing is hard alone out here on my own. We're always proving who we are, always reaching for that rising star to guide me far and shine me home out here on my own. When I'm down and feeling blue, I close my eyes so I can be with you. Oh, baby, be strong for me. Baby, belong to me. Help me through. Help me need you until the morning sun appears, making light of all of my tears. I dry the tears I've never shown out here on my own. Oh, when I'm down and feeling blue, I close my eyes so I can be with you. Oh, baby, be strong for me. Baby, belong to me. Help me through. Help me need you. Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am. Do I fit in? I may not win, but I can't be thrown out here on my own. Out here on my own.
That's our special guest, Mary Magdalene. Sometimes I wonder who I am, where I've been. Let me get my lyrics. I was gonna try to do this for you, Dan, but I gotta read them. Let's try that again. When I'm down and feeling blue, I close my eyes so I can be with you. Oh, baby, be strong for me. Baby, belong to me. Help me through. I need you. And then she also says, but when I'm down and feel, she closes her eyes. She wonders where she's been, who she is. Does she fit in? Right? That has got to be Mary Magdalene, right? She was this woman of power. Let's all get reminded, class, that she was never a prostitute. Amen? The only way a woman at that time could have been in this hippy-dippy movement of love is if she financially could support it. So most likely, she was somebody who came from money and did not have to, like, go and be married to the brother of her dead husband or go. She somehow got her inheritance. And so she was probably the one that bankrolled it. So that's number one, and that must have made her be someone who was a misfit. So much so that we make her into a prostitute through the years, right? She can't be a woman of power and a woman who chose to follow Jesus. She must have needed Jesus. So I love that. Sometimes I wonder who I am, where I am, where I've been, and do I fit in? So that's one. She found the Jesus movement, and she fit in. And she became a leader. And now she has traveled with Jesus. They had a really bad day on Friday, right? A really bad day. But she stood there at the cross till the very end. And that's an example of where you can use sexism and misogyny for your revolution. Because remember, Peter has doubted Jesus three times. We are not sure if he's at the cross because we know people are out looking for him. He could be killed. He could be the next execution. But women, they don't matter. So the women could be at the cross till the very end, crying and lamenting and watching and being a companion to Jesus. And so now it's early, early in the morning, dark. Maybe even rainy, cloudy. You don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Amen? Come on. I know you. I know. Don't really want. But Mary has to go anoint the body. It's the third day. There's rituals. There's stuff to do. So she goes. It's dark. It's quiet. And she sees that the tomb is empty. And now it's mysterious. Because, of course, this has been a very ugly time. People do steal bodies. People do want to wreak havoc. So she's wondering what's going on. Now, again, because these are tough times for the dudes, they go, they see, and they run home. We're like, we really can't deal with this. Remember Peter? Like, they go, they see, they look. You know, maybe we'll go home. But Mary, who's been this, she's like, no, I got to go in. I got to find out more. And then she engages with the gardener. And then she engages with the stranger. You see, this path of Christianity doesn't work unless you engage with the divine. And what we learn in this case is the divine is human. Jesus has found Mary, and he names her. So even though she doesn't know where she fits in, she's down and out, he names her Mary. You know they had a close relationship because usually a rabbi doesn't need to even name a woman when he's talking to her, but he does. And then her eyes are opened, and she says, Rabbi, or teacher. And gosh darn it, my rebels who read the Bible and you pick your own translations, it says Aramaic in our translation, and that's important for today because I really do believe we can learn the holy from the language of today, and it might just be a Broadway musical. Amen? Amen. Jesus spoke in the language of the day. So we're getting the language of the day, says Rabbi, teacher. And then, now that you're here, can I cling to you? Stay. It's been a really rough and tough time. And you did come back. So that means we can get things all just like they were. We traveled together. We ate together. We changed lives together. I'm ready. Let's go. Mary, nope, 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 nope. It's your turn. It's your turn to teach. It's your turn to carry on this movement. I have faith in you. Let me go be with God, and I will still be with you. I love Easter. Every year, we have a chance to start over. Every year, we can say, I'm ready to companion with you. I'm ready to get more engaged with the divine, which is also the human. I'm ready to keep this movement going. Are you ready? Yes, yes. Yes, yes, I can hear you out there, yes. I don't know if you could hear in the song as it changes, but Mary Magdalene is struggling in the On My Own song. She even says, I want to cling to Jesus, I want to cling to you, I want you to stay. But then in the end, she says, no matter what I'm thrown, I can carry on. So our character even transitions in the song. That's why we sung it. That's why we'll sing it again, to remember. We're going to be down and out. We're going to be blue. But we can carry on because we have known you, meaning God, Jesus. She also is trying to reach for the stars. And so that's what we're going to do next, because really, for me, resurrection is a one big cosmic holiday where we get to be part of all of creation. Remember, we're all made of the same substance. We're all 70 plus amount of water. It doesn't matter how we look on the outside. We've all got the same parts inside, and especially when we get with the creative. So we do know we can carry on, and we are all part of the body electric. So join us for the end of the sermon.